Hello, this is Leeds Book Club, and thank you for listening to our audio booze. I've just come crawling in the middle of the night, plastered, not really, it's a work night, from the silent partner's house. For those of you not in the know, Leeds Book Club was originally started when three friends, myself, Book Elf Leeds, and the silent partner got together and started to share books. Obviously, it's grown a little bit since then, but naturally, we've remained best buds, and I always have a tremendous time when I go around to her house. This evening, we got talking about the things that we enjoyed when we were little, and obviously, we ended up at Roald Dahl. Now, it's interesting for me that the silent partner, who has no interest in poetry whatsoever, loves the poem of Roald Dahl. And that naturally got me thinking about my favourite of his poems, which is one that's already up on the blog called Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf. And because I'm a little bit pissed, I've decided I'm going to recite that for you now. I don't technically have permission to recite this for you, but I'm hoping that going, "But I'm drunk and when I'm drunk I'm always reciting that poem," will get me away. So, you know, wish me luck. Here we go. Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf by Roald Dahl. Ooh, before I begin, if you get the chance to look this up in print, you totally should. It's illustrated by Quentin Blake, and he is a genius when put together with Roald Dahl. Correction, he is a genius, but particularly when you put him together with Roald Dahl. Anyhow, I digress. Allow me to begin again. Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf by Roald Dahl. As soon as Wolf began to feel that he would like a decent meal, he went and knocked on Grandma's door. When Grandma opened it, she saw the sharp white teeth, the horrid grin, and Wolfie said, "May I come in?" Poor Grandmama was terrified. "He's going to eat me up," she cried. And she was absolutely right. He ate her up in one big bite. But Grandmama was small and tough, and Wolfie wailed, "That's not enough. I haven't yet begun to feel that I have had a decent meal." He ran around the kitchen yelping, "I've got to have a second helping," then added with a frightful leer, "I'm therefore going to wait right here till little Miss Red Riding Hood comes home from walking in the wood." He quickly put on Grandma's clothes. Of course he hadn't eaten those. He dressed himself in coat and hat. He put on shoes, and after that, he even brushed and curled his hair, then sat himself in Grandma's chair. In came the little girl in red. She stopped. She stared. And then she said, "What great big ears you have, Grandma." "All the better to hear you with," the wolf replied. "What great big eyes you have, Grandma," said Little Red Riding Hood. "All the better to see you with," the wolf replied. He sat there watching her and smiled. He thought, "I'm going to eat this child. Compared with her old grandmama, she's going to taste like caviar." Then Little Red Riding Hood said, "But Grandma, what a lovely great big furry coat you have on." "That's wrong," cried Wolf. "Have you forgot to tell me what big teeth I've got?" "Ah, well, no matter what you say, I'm going to eat you anyway." The small girl smiles. One eyelid flickers. She whips a pistol from her knickers. She aims it at the creature's head. And bang, 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 she shoots him dead. A few weeks later, in the wood, I came across Miss Riding Hood. But what a change! No cloak of red, no silly hood upon her head. She said, "Hello, and do please note my lovely furry wolfskin coat." There you go. Do get in touch with me and let me know what your favourite poems were when you were a childling. No doubt I'll be chatting to you soon. TTFN. Bye.